Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brewers fans, thank you for making the switch after the last pitch to this show. Welcome to the Bayview Shade and Blind Baseball Postgame Show, presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey. Now, live from the Fan Postgame Studios, here's the franchise, Tim Allen, and Bill Baby Tausch Schmid.
It is a final from Philadelphia, and the results are indeed good. They had to have it, and they got it. A 6-1 victory. Welcome, everybody. Baby Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MilHockey, Tim and Tausch. Here, after a Brewers Game 2 victory, and the Keston Hira era is on.
That sounds nice, good. Sounds nice, real nice, Keston. Timmy.
Wow, we're loving this. Caught off guard a little bit this morning as Keston Hira was called up to make his Major League debut. What a debut it was, by the way, and we'll get to that in just a second. But surprising to you, Bill Schmid, that they called him up now.
Big time. Yeah, no, I was not expecting it. We talked about it a lot, actually, last night and didn't plan to. It just kind of came up, looked at his stat line and said, hey, man, just throwing it out there. He's hitting .316, so if anybody wants to throw an eye over there, you can see what he's doing. And he was doing it big time, and he was doing it with hitting the ball all fields, and you got to see that tonight of what that kid can do. Left, right, center, it doesn't matter. He just puts the bat on the baseball.
The youth movement on for the crew while they compete for a World Series. And that's the key point to keep in mind tonight. If you look at Brandon Woodruff, Corbin Burnes, and Keston Hira. I mean, look at that. Who would have thought? Who would have thought that at the beginning of last year? Or at the point in time in 2018 last year, the 2018 championship season, early on, that you would see within a year, less than a year even, that you'd see these three guys being as instrumental while competing for a World Series?
And I mean, to various degrees, right? Like, everybody wants to see, and we talked about this same thing last night, and we got into a huge debate about it, of where you want these guys playing. You saw Woodruff in the starting role tonight. You got Burnes in relief, where he was comfortable last year and dominant, and I think he can get back to it. And then you said it, Keston Hira playing big time at second base and swinging the bat well.
Yeah, indeed. 799-1250. Is this the right move for the crew? Travis Shaw heads to the IL. And that was a surprise as well. Anybody wonder about that?
Well, yeah, plenty of us did. I don't know. I figured you did. What was your first reaction to Travis Shaw being put down on the IL for a wrist issue? But Tim, it did happen last night, striking out on a strike three pitch in that fourth at bat.
In the final at bat, right? In the final swing.
The final swing.
His game.
Yes. Yes, that's when it happened.
The first thing I thought of when they did say that it was Travis Shaw that was going to the IL was Holland out there in San Francisco for the Giants. That's the first thing I thought of, because this bubbled up, what, a week and a half or so ago?
Just about.
When they kind of, there was a little debate between the Giants organization and Holland about an injury, and they wanted him sort of to fake an injury.
And right, isn't that kind of unfair to Travis Shaw? Because he definitely could be injured, and we're not taking it lightly, but it does immediately go to the idea that the Brewers play a lot of games, man. You think about it, they do this with the roster. They manipulate the 25th man on the 40-man roster for your active guys that you can have in that bullpen. They do it every single night. Craig Counsell does it with Wade Miley last year in the NLCS and throws an opener, throws Wade Miley two consecutive games. They're down to play these games, and it wasn't necessarily out of the ordinary to think that maybe Shaw was letting everybody on to something. It happened. It happened. You know, they hurt.
An adjacent roster move off the 40-man was your boy Spangenberg.
That was your boy. Don't put that on me. Come on.
So, all right, 799-1250.
Pat Murphy's boy, if anybody.
Do the right thing in bringing up Keston Hiura the way they did today and get him right in the lineup. Now, getting him into the lineup before we get to our game highlights, getting him into the lineup, that didn't surprise me because Craig Counsell and David Stearns have said that over the past two or three seasons, that you bring a guy up, we're not bringing a guy up to sit. We're going to bring him up to play.
And you expect that because if you're any type of competitor, you get brought in. These guys are used to traveling long ways. I mean, you know this with the travel ball scene. There's not a whole lot of times that you're not driving 3, 4, 5 hours. You're sitting in a car. You've been on a plane. You get on and play. That's what you do. You're a baseball player.
Yeah, they want to play. And indeed, he did play tonight as the Brewers get a 6-1 victory, 25-19 here. And this is that victory they needed. Now, coming out of Chicago, you hate to be a 500-type projection. But that's what you had to have. You definitely had to have one of the first two in Philadelphia to just stabilize things just a little bit. And it was tonight that they got it. And now in this 10-game road trip, which is a tough one, guys, it's Chicago, Philly, and Atlanta. You're 2-3, so you're holding serve right there, man. You are. Now, next couple of days, just kind of get through this portion. You have some off days coming up next week. You've got the Reds. You got some home dates. It's interesting, and they got it tonight. So let's go back over the game notes that we've got here. Way back in the first inning, Brewers go in order on 7 pitches. Uh-oh. Woody into some trouble in the bottom half. After a deep fly out to right by McCutchen, an infield single by Segura, a walk to Harper. Now there's 2 on, 1 out. Gets a strikeout to Hoskins and a pop-up to get out of that. Crew on the board. Second inning. Leadoff base hit by Moustakas. Zeus, a two-strike base hit. Yeah, I know. A two-strike base hit. Putting runners at the corners. And Yasmani Grandal, all of a sudden, is your sixth hitter, and we'll take that like this.
And Grandal with a drive deep to right field, and Harper can only watch as Grandal sends one out of here. It's 3-0 Brewers.
3-run bomb for Yaz, and the Brewers up 3-0 at that point as Brandon Woodruff starting to settle in. We'll get to that in just a bit, but that brought up, in this inning, that brought up Keston Hiura. And let's go over his first big league at-bat, shall we? I love this. Jersey number 18. Let's start right there. I thought it would have been a cool story. This is just me. This is Boy Scout Tim wanting a special happy story. I thought it would have been cool if Jimmy Gantner would have stayed in front of this thing. And no knock on Jimmy for not. I'm just saying, wouldn't this have been cool? Jimmy Gantner gets in touch with the organization. The organization then is the conduit between Gantner and Hiura and says, hey, man, I'd be proud and honored for Keston Hiura to wear my number 17. Wouldn't that have been cool?
Yeah. Would have been just awesome.
Come on.
I don't know what you want me to say. That would have been, it would have been awesome. Would have been really cute. Would have been a really, really nice story.
Just for people that don't know, Jimmy Gantner's number 17, a Brewer legend, by the way, has not been retired, although it hasn't been issued either in a long, long time. So you just, I don't know, second base. There seemed to be some symmetry there that would be kind of cool. But no, he's wearing number 18. He steps to the plate in his first big league at bat. Takes low and away, first pitch, ball one. Like it. That was an indicator right there. How many times is Zeus and some of these other guys just looking at the stars, just swinging and missing, low and away? I loved it. That's ball one. A swing and a miss on a slider to even the count. Welcome to the big leagues, kid. You're going to face a big-time slider in the majors. Then he takes a curveball, lays off it low, and he works the count 2-1. On pitch number 4, he takes a strike at the knees. You leave that alone, kid. You can't drive
Don't
that
need
baseball.
No. Make him give you one you can drive, kid. Come on, 18.
5th pitch, hits a slider foul down the third baseline.
Good wood.
Then he gets a hanging breaker, and he wants that one back because he fouled that one straight back.
Right on it.
Pitch number six.
Come on. Come on, 18. Right on it.
Seventh pitch, he hits a screamer right back at the pitcher. Check it out.
2-2 pitch. And that is rocketed off of Eichhoff. And Keston Hira will have his first major league hit in his first major league at bat.
That's what we're talking about.
Hits him in his backside right there, but that ball was a barreled-up baseball on the seventh pitch that he saw in the big leagues, and he's got his first big league hit, and I was fist-pumping happy right
there, Billy. Juiced up.
I'm telling you, that's the one thing we know he's going to hit, right? Everybody knows he's going to hit.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I wanted to avoid was just that Lewis Brinson syndrome, where you just can't buy a break, Yeah, you work a walk maybe, and all of a sudden you look up and your big league career starts out 1-for-17 or something. And you're looking up at numbers and you're like, oh, man, really? Uh-uh, that didn't happen. He's 1-for-1 right there. That was really cool to see. Brandon Woodruff, a scoreless second, a couple of walks in there, but gets out of it to the third where the Brewers tack on. A leadoff double by Lorenzo Cain, then a walk to Yelich, but Cain was picked off second base. Okay. Accidents happen. So what?
Yelich, okay. All right.
Well, for him.
Okay.
For him.
Yeah, for six. Okay, that makes sense. I understand.
Yelich on the play moves over to second base, and Ryan Braun makes himself known again at Citizens Bank.
And Braun hit in the air deep left field, and he has another one at Citizens Bank Park. Ryan Braun, a two-run homer, and it's a 5-0 lead for Milwaukee.
And boy, oh boy, would it have been nice to have Ryan Braun in one of the last three games to get three or four at-bats. And I think you can make the argument, in fact, I know I could, that they don't lose all three of those games if Brawny plays the entire game. Game two in Chicago, game three in Chicago, game one in Philly. And he makes his presence known, man, making a deposit at Citizens Bank. 5-0 to the bottom of the third inning. 8 of a double play. Woody puts up another zero. Now he's starting to dial in a little bit. Brewers in business in the fourth. Strikeout to Grandal. Keston Hira draws a walk in his second big league at bat. Arcia with a base hit. Woody a bunt base hit. One out for Lorenzo Cain. Works the count full, but a comebacker, and then they force a guy at the plate. And Yelly flies out to center field. I don't know if you caught that at bat either, but you heard Yelly. He knew he just missed it.
Yep, he's right on it, too. I think that's the best part is when the greats know that they're just off, just missing, and Yelich has missed a few on this road trip. He's going to be dialed in here in the next few games.
Yeah, and he let out a little, I don't know, growl, if you will. There was a little shout by Yelly. He knew. He knew it was almost there. 5-0
He wanted 17.
And 6. What's that?
He wanted 17.
Yes, he did.
Come on, baby. Let's go.
Just like Keston Hira wanted 17,
oh,
too.
Here we go.
Stays 5-0 to the 4th, 5th, and 6th innings as Woodruff, outstanding tonight, sets down the last 10 faced. 6 scoreless, 1 hit into the 7th inning. And it stays that way. Woody's day is done. Corbin Burns comes in, a scoreless bottom of the 7th inning. Brewers tack on. They get the bases juiced. It was a base hit from Keston Hira. He was part of that action, and that allowed Ben Gamble to knock in run number 6.
And this is in the air to center field. Shallow. McCutcheon can't get there. Here comes Aguilar. And another timely hit for Gamble. An RBI single to make it 6-0.
Burns allows an unearned run in the bottom of the 8th at 6-1. And Jacob Barnes into some trouble there in the 9th. But gets out of it. Wiggles out. Got a little testy. And it's a Brewers 6-1 victory. Spark of the game in this one. Easy, right? That's Keston Hira, called up, inserted into the lineup. He goes 2-for-3 with a walk and has an outstanding major league debut in a Milwaukee Brewers uniform. Spark of the game brought to you by Current Electric. Find your superhero electrician and callcurrent.com. That's at callcurrent.com. Well, we'll take a break here and come back. Keston Hira conversation. And How does this affect Travis Shaw? We'll talk about that next as well. Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MillHockey tonight here on The Fan.
Was it a moonshot or a big line drive? Let's get today's Wrench and Go drive of the game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest priced auto parts around. This is the Bayview Shade and Blind Baseball Postgame Show, presented by the Milwaukee Admirals on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
2-2 pitch. And that is rocketed off of Eichhoff. And Keston Hira will have his first major league hit in his first major league at-bat.
That's what we're talking about.
And Hira, clean single to left field. Aguilar will stop at third. And on his debut night, Keston Hira has been aboard three times, two hits and a walk.
Man, waited back.
On Fox Sports Wisconsin, Keston Hira, his debut today, and it was a good one, 2-for-3 with a walk. And he gets the job done along with the crew. A 6-1 victory, game two of this four-game set, as the road trip now is at the halfway mark at 2-3 into Chicago and halfway through Philly. 414-799-1250. Now, this move here does beg the question, now what do you do with Shaw? Travis Shaw. What are we going to do with Travis Shaw? A lot has been talked about with his situation. And you have a temporary stay of execution, if you will, with the IL stint. So you've got 10 days. You've got a few days here to kind of sort things out. One of the factors here is I don't believe it's a healthy situation to have Travis Shaw on the active roster right away when Keston Hira was brought up.
Sure. Yeah, I agree with that. It was better for him not to be on there and not being put on the bench for a guy that just got called up to make his major league debut.
And he's got to sit front and center and watch this stuff.
Yep. But with the IL stint, Tim, I think the cool part of it is he can remain with the hitting coaches and he can get back into the cage at his own rate and figure out what's going on with his swing. Because if it is a wrist injury and it happens swinging, maybe there's a loop in his swing or a certain point where he's elevating too quickly or the hands are coming through at a point where they're too high. And there's all sorts of reasons why that this slump could happen for Travis Shaw. That's just been too extended for how good of a baseball player he is.
It is, and so you have to make sure there are a lot of good things in this situation that really can shake out of this. First and foremost is getting Keston Hira and his career going. A lot of people have said that this guy has high-end potential as a hitter in terms of batting title potential, and I think the latest mm-hmm. that I've seen is the top 20 in all of baseball prospects, 21 range.
MLB Pipeline had him at 15 when he was called up today and number one in the Brewers farm system. We had Jim Callis on from MLB Pipeline today, Tim, on the big show, and he said something similar to that effect of what Keston Hira really is able to do versatility-wise at the plate.
I think it has to be a concerted effort on his part, but I think he might be close to, you know, much more balanced hit and power than he was when we originally saw him. But it's a potential special bat, and I do think he's one of those guys who's so gifted that he can kind of decide if he want to be like a high average type of power guy, or does he want to sacrifice some average and maybe more of a plus power guy. He can kind of do whatever he wants with the bat. It's pretty fun to watch.
Yeah, that is amazing. I mean, here's a kid that 2 years ago was the 9th overall pick out of UC Irvine for the crew, and he hit 442. Was it 442?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
442 at the Division I level for a season.
And you're talking about UC Irvine, Tim. It's a lower name school, but in baseball terms, that's a powerhouse. That's in the Western conferences, which are huge college baseball conferences.
That's a hotbed of baseball,
no
out
doubt.
There.
Yep.
All of those Cal schools are just outstanding, so you have that's the first and foremost. That's the best thing about this. Get him going, get him comfortable, because again, each time a higher-end prospect comes up, we have this exact conversation, and we should have the conversation. It's not as easy as you think to pick up where you're sleeping, where you're shopping, where you're eating, where you're going to take a shower, and where you're going to do all this stuff. And you can laugh at me, and I don't care. I'll talk about it every year a higher-end prospect comes up. It is an adjustment period, and the quicker you get that comfort zone going, his only comfort zone right now, think about this. What if you had to change your life to the point where your only comfort zone is at work?
Is going to work, yeah, and being with people at work who are living their own lives. Like, this isn't – people want baseball and professional sports in general to be like a college team where you hang out with all your buddies every day. And Tim, it's totally different. College sports is amazing in that realm where you're able to pretty much hang out with your boys and hang out at the facility, hang out at class, and go back to people's rooms and dorms and do your stuff and be around each other that much. These guys all have their own lives. They all have families. And when you're a 22-year-old kid, you don't know where to go and grab a bite to eat on a Tuesday when you're not really trying to go out. You're really not trying to get a bunch of debauchery on a Saturday night, or maybe you are. There's different ways that you come into a comfort zone. Relocation is not easy. That's why a lot of people don't do it a lot of times in the workplace, because it's not as easy as it might be for one of these guys.
And that's the best thing about the situation, is that you're not calling him up in September for a run and putting all this on his shoulders.
Very true. Yep.
You're getting that thing going early here. So that's number one. Number two, it moves Mike Moustakas over to third, where obviously there's a comfort zone over there. He's played third his entire career, essentially. And that's kind of solidifying over there at third. Now, again, there's some pitfalls to this, and that's the Travis Shaw situation. It does affect – we'll get to Shaw, but it does affect now your lineup here. And I loved this lineup today. Guys,
it's hard not to.
Counsel, just go with this.
Here we go.
Just go with this. I'm your lineup guy, man. Come on. Just go with this lineup. That lineup was stacked today. It's a stacked lineup. And again, we can't freak out and hit the panic button when a dude goes 1-for-8. Leave him be. Grandal was your 6 hitter today. Not your 3 or 4. He's your 6. And that's Lorenzo Cain, Christian Yelich, Ryan Braun. And don't look now. Ryan Braun is having a pretty good season thus far. Did he get off to a little bit of a slow start? Yes, that's all it was. A little bit of a slow start. So Brawny's in the 3. Then look at the 4, 5, 6. Moose, Zeus, and Grandal.
Yeah, that plays. Come on. That plays in just about every single year of baseball in the last decade. That's going to be a lineup that's going to be able to compete for a pennant in either league.
And Arcia is swinging the bat well as of late. He hits 8th, Keston here in that 7 hole, and then he got the pitcher spot. Leave it be right there. However, this is also a bonus by bringing up Keston Hira. If you did decide, and again, this is a gamble down the line, I wouldn't do it anytime soon. Down the line, is it possible you would bust up the Batman and Robin 1-2 Cain Yelich? Would you consider moving Yelly to 3 and Keston Hira at the 2? Because I don't know if you want to affect Lorenzo Cain leading off. I think it's this symbol of leadership.
Sure.
More or as much as it is the production of getting on base in the one hole. But I could see a 2-3 of Hira and Yelly down the line, though. We need to get a big sample size of Keston Hira, and he needs to see some tough customers.
You're
Jake Arrieta's, and he needs to see a John Lester, and he needs to see these guys before he can make a move like that. But just keep it in your back pocket.
And also here, Tim, if you do mess with, and I know you don't like the idea of messing with Cain in the leadoff spot, he did go to 2 World Series where he was hitting in the 3 hole. So there's run production in that bat that you still could get out of Lorenzo Cain if you chose to do it that way.
So there are bonuses all the way around here. And again, we could even go back to the intangibles of, well, they needed a spike of energy, a spike of change, special seasons made of special stories and all that. Okay, fine. Those are all good things too. You hit the ground running, especially after the debut tonight of Hira. I mean, he's hitting the ground running, and he looks comfortable, looks patient at the plate. He's going to just do his thing. He's just so all of those are good things. Now, unfortunate thing is Travis Shaw. How does this affect him mentally? We'll get to that in a second. And I see a bonus in all of this for Travis Shaw and the Milwaukee Brewers here in the 2019 championship season. We'll have that for you next on The Fan.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not. So when it comes to the crew, who's hot and who's not?
And the Brewers get a 6-1 victory tonight, game two of this four-game set in Philadelphia. And imagine that, no rain in Philadelphia for this game. Not impacting it at all as Yasmani Grandal, a three-run shot, and Ryan Braun, a two-run home run. Ben Gamel, an RBI base hit late in the ball game. But Brandon Woodruff, six shutout innings on one single hit.
Balling out, Timmy. Balling out. Now, the five walks, we got to get that cleaned up.
Yeah.
But Brandon Woodruff is officially arriving. Don't look now, Tim, because you were the guy a couple of weeks ago. Just don't want to, you know, let you not forget this did.
Burns.
No, but you did want to remind me when I said, hey, man, Woody's settling down. Look, he's got a couple of wins, and he's now 6-1. I just wanted to let you know what Brandon Woodruff's credentials are right now in the 2019 championship season. 6-1 is his record after a six-inning, one-hit, no-run performance, five walks, five strikeouts, career-high, nine strikeouts last game. And a ERA of 3.72, my friend.
Yes, it did. I noticed it got under four. He comes in at 4.25, and you rattle off six scoreless. That's definitely going to help. He's been good, and it looks like it's. I'm here's my concern here, Billy, is that we heard Craig Counsell early on in the season say these guys aren't going to pitch the complete season.
Not worried about it. Not worried about it with that guy.
So you want 30-plus out of Woody?
Yeah, because I'm not concerned about the innings limit because I think Craig Counsell's smart enough with it. Yolis made 35 starts last year, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He pitched 190 innings. I mean, there's no reason why Woodruff can't make 30 starts and throw 170 innings.
But I just wonder what the innings hike would be compared to what he had the year before, and that's what you need to look at. Well, in this case, since he was a bullpen guy, though, you might have to look for the last time he was a starter and then do your math that way. But, man, he is on a roll. Woody, 3.7 ERA now and a 6-1 mark. A 6-1 victory here for the crew tonight, game two of this four-game set. Somebody else that was hot as well, who's hot, who's not, is Keston Hira in his major league debut, and we'll hear from him in just a second. Who's Hot, Who's Not, brought to you by Baby Shade and Blind, providing the highest quality window fashion since 1926. Find out more at babyshade.com. He was 2-for-3 tonight, earned a walk, got into the bigs. Now he got his feet wet in there. Let's see if he can get on a run, or does he get the day off tomorrow against Arrieta? Would you throw him in there?
Absolutely. No doubt. He's here to play baseball.
He had this to say on Fox Sports Wisconsin after the game.
Well, Keston, how did the reality of playing in your first major league game live up to what you thought it might be?
Oh, it was unbelievable. It's been a long day, but it was so worth it. And just being back with, you know, the guys here and getting a win tonight after a great pitching performance by Woody in the bullpen. So I'm just really happy to be here, be part of it, and, looking to play more.
On base three times tonight, two hits and a walk. But just that first step back, Keston, how did it feel to get that line drive off the pitcher right away for your first hit?
Oh, I mean, it felt really good. A lot of advice that a lot of players told me, just treat like any other game. Treat like the game you've been playing your whole life, and everything else will come natural. So just go up there with a clear mind. Just looking to hit a good pitch, put the barrel on it, and it obviously felt good to get the first one out of the way in the first at-bat, but I'm just happy with my overall performance, just to be able to string together quality at-bats and take it away from today and use it for tomorrow.
Were you able to just have a moment when it became real for you, Keston?
Still hasn't hit me yet. These guys make it seem like it's any other day, and I'm happy to be part of it.
There he is, Keston Hiura on Fox Sports Wisconsin with Sophia Minert. And we've talked to Keston a handful of times here already. And it's hard to believe that this kid, he does sound very mature for a 22-year-old.
Oh, he's a cool cat. Cool cat, that's for sure. I remember, Tim, we talked to him, was that 2 years ago down at Maryvale, and he was – we walked up to him and said, hey, Keston Hiura, cool if we got a couple of minutes for us, pregame show. We do postgame in Milwaukee for the Brewers. Oh, yeah, for sure. And within a minute of the interview, Tim, this dude was soaked in sweat. I mean, just drenched. He looked like he was so nervous. You and I both felt bad. We ended it. We're like, hey, man, all good. Appreciate it, dude. Hey, thanks, guys. Really, I appreciate it. And, like, you genuinely knew he was a good dude. He was happy that we interviewed him, but he was so nervous in the middle. Talked to him this year, and he was just like, hey, guys, what's going on? Good seeing you guys again. He's ready to rock and roll.
He is ready to rock and roll. And, you know, I thought about this during the game and how his game plays, and an eye at the plate and a deep count at bat, a quality at bat, as he just put it. I wonder how much of an impact watching Lorenzo Cain will have on Keston Hiura, just in terms of the approach, that sort of do your homework, do your diligence, do your hard work, and then take it into the game and run these pitch counts up, because it looked like it seemed like it was similar in the approach. Did it not to you, or am I stretching here?
Might be a little bit, but in that sense, Tim, you are looking at Lorenzo Cain. You're watching Christian Yelich. You're watching Mike Moustakas. You're watching Yasmani Grandal. You're watching Ryan Braun. You're watching guys on the other side, because I think I take this from something you and I talk about when pull back the curtain here. You know, Tim and I are definitely old, different age groups and different points in our career. You always say take something from every single person you run into in this business and take certain things from them and take things that aren't going to work. He's going to do that with every baseball player he watches in the major leagues. The great ones do. They take something from every different great's game and they turn it into what they have in their own repertoire.
And if for some reason here, it just feels different than Orlando Arcia.
True.
It does. I don't remember the hype and projection that Orlando Arcia had as this kid has. This kid, it just seems like it's – and not to take anything away from Orlando Arcia, because he's a good baseball player. He is, and he's a very important part of this team.
Sure.
But it just seems a higher quality with Keston Hiura.
It feels different than Orlando Arcia. It feels different than our boy Scooter Gennett. It feels different than Yovani Gallardo. I can keep naming off guys. You know, Matt Gammel. It just feels different, Tim, because none of those dudes hit 442, and then in their first year after being drafted in the first round, came in and dominated spring training like they did, like Keston Hiura did. 2 years in a row, this dude hit over 300 in a big league spring training for the time that he was there.
Station 414-799-1250. We go to Aaron in La Crescent, Minnesota. And Aaron, what's on your mind, dude?
Well, I just want to know, gentlemen, if who you think is going to be going down with Keston Hiura if he keeps producing like he did tonight. Who's going down? I can't foresee, Pena, Perez,
no,
or the fourth outfielder, your Gamble. Guy there, Tim.
Ben Gamble. Yeah, Ben Gamble.
Ben Gamble. Yep. I don't see Gamble. Him going down.
All-timer.
So who are we going down with?
Well, first of all, yeah, and we'll get to that, Aaron. More hits tonight. Is it equal to the amount of beers you've had or the amount of hits the Brewers have had tonight? So beers or Brewers?
I knew you were going to ask that, Tim. I knew you were going to come out with that. No, I didn't have very many beers tonight. I was just listening to the game and watching, making sure,
make sure that everybody was staying in line with what they were supposed to do. Right, Aaron?
Yeah, exactly.
Aaron.
All right, way to go.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it, man.
We'll answer the question on the air here.
And speaking of Aaron, that is tonight's Who Got Lit Up segment brought to you by Heiser Automotive. Today is your day, online at Heiser.com.
Nicely done. I think you have two choices here. You really do. Is it going to be Ben Gamel? No. It's
no.
not. No. No.
Is it going to be Manny Pena, Tim?
Okay, right. No, it's not.
Is it going to be Brian Braun, Tim?
No, of course not.
Is it
it really comes down to this, guys, and I'm projecting down the line here a little bit. Here was my point a few minutes ago. How good this can be is imagine HP was left-handed. In a sense, that kind of quality of a player off the bench.
Mm-hmm.
That's Travis Shaw. Could you imagine if this thing works, if Keston Hiura works, and there's all indications that it should. If it works, then your bench potentially, your main three guys off the bench, Ben Gamel, doing a hell of a job this year. HP, doing a hell of a job this year. And then Travis Shaw. You think he's going to fold up, curl into the fetal, and quit? There ain't no way Travis Shaw's competitive nature is going to allow him to do that.
No, I totally agree. I said it earlier today, Tim. I believe that dude is by far more into and mature at this point in his career, that this is not going to affect him like it did back in Boston. He was very open with it. We're not sharing anything he doesn't want anybody to know. He was very open with the fact that when he became a platoon player in Boston, it messed with his psyche and it messed with his performance. This dude has tasted what it feels like to be in the playoffs. He's not going to fold up when he knows that he can still be a huge contributor.
And that being said, then if you take inventory, then there's Eric Thames.
Whoops. Sorry, buddy.
And that is the catch-22 here. If Shaw does figure it out, and again, we both believe he will, and a lot of Brewers fans don't, and I get it. I appreciate that opinion. But when he gets it together, just go with me, when he gets it together, what do you do with Thames? Because there's not room for all of them. Not the way Craig Counsell handles the pitching staff. There's no way they're going with one less bullpen arm for Eric Thames.
Well, here's the deal. If they do, it is dependent on a couple of things, Tim. It's dependent upon Chase Anderson coming back strong from his injury, and Jimmy Nelson still the wild card in this. If your starting rotation is able to be as good as people want your starting rotation to be, where you got five guys every single night out you think can give you six innings, shutout baseball, 1-2-run baseball, and keep you in games, you can carry 12 pitchers and have the opportunity for an extra bat off the bench.
It is going to be interesting in the scenarios. And again, a lot can happen in the duration of time that it's going to take Travis Shaw to get it together. I think it's going to take an IL stint, obviously. Then it's going to take a trip to the minors. It appears, doesn't it? Unless there's an injury here that's going to give Travis Shaw a stay of execution again, where they don't have a choice. We're going to activate Travis Shaw and we're going to put this other guy on the IL. I mean, it's possible. It is. And I know at the last resort, that's the last resort. That's the last thing they want to do to Travis Shaw. But it's getting toward the end. I would have waited another 10 days, but are you kidding me? Moment of the game brought to you by Gene Wagner Plumbing, a company you can trust. Check them out at GeneWagnerPlumbing.com. They did it. Are you kidding me? They brought up their top prospect, and they inserted him into the lineup. And wouldn't you know it, dude goes 2-for-3 with a walk and a Brewers 6-1 win. We'll be back on The Fan.
So, what's the skipper got to say about this game? Let's find out. Here's the scoop from the skipper on the only station Brewers fans need before and after the game. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back. Brewers win 6-1, the final game two of this four-game set. Series tied at a game apiece. And Tim and Tausch, you going to leave that dude on hold longer?
Hey, you're the quarterback. I don't know what you're talking about. Me.
Sam's producing tonight. And so him and Andrew left him on hold. How long has he been on hold?
Just capped 45 minutes. Vincent, what's going on, brother?
What's up, Vince?
Hey, what's up, man? It's all good, man. I'm working anyway, so I ain't tripping, man.
Hold on. What do you do for a living that you can hang out on the phone for an hour?
Oh, I'm a custodian at a school, so I'm just by myself.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I can talk. I can bump the music if I want. So it's all good.
Go out and have a cigar in the middle of the night.
what you talking about? Smoke free zone.
Oh yeah. Good one.
Nah, I just play with y'all, man. But hey, I like it. You got off the losing streak, man. That's disappointing about the Chicago Cubs series, but you know, it's gone. That's in the past. But hey, man, you got. I'm glad you called up Creston Hira, and this is what you do about Shaw. You got to keep it real, homie. You got to keep it straight up. He's struggling. Send him down. He had no problem sending down Arcia last year. And for God's sake, you sent down Corey Knebel when he was kind of struggling. You know what I mean? So if he has the option to send him down, man, it's going to suck because he's kept it real with you. He hates that. He hated being a platoon player. He hated moving around, but he did it for the team. So he is a team player, Travis Shaw, but that's the way it goes. If Creston Hira does what he does, you know, if he starts struggling, I don't know, man. It's up to what would you? Would you send Creston Hira back down?
Well, of course, yeah. Yeah, a few struggles, for sure.
But, you know, because I know Aguilar don't got no options. Thames, he's a cool guy, but, man, sometimes he got his ups and his downs. And I know it's a contract year for him, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was last year, yep. So, you know, it's hard to say, but that's why I'll keep it real. Just send Travis Shaw down, man,
okay.
so you get that better play down there. You never know, he might come back. And then you got to sort it out when it comes to that.
But Vince, hey, thanks for the call, and I don't buy it. You're there in California, and you just said smoke-free zone. Get out of here.
Yeah, there's no such thing. No such thing as a smoke-free zone in there. Take it easy, Vincent.
Yeah.
Out in California?
Yeah. Here, it's just more reason to look back on David Stearns when he got here. There was no damn rebuild. Almost none. From day one, these are examples after examples after examples that this team did not go down for 5 or 6 years.
Nope.
Guys, did they have some house cleaning to do? Absolutely they did. We all knew that. Ramon Flores's and all the Elian Herrera's and Yadiel Rivera's and these guys. Yeah, of course they had Donnie Murphy's, and they all had to get cleaned out. But this is more reason they are built and wanting to win as we speak. A World Series. This isn't anything. All of these moves are in an effort to win the World Series this year.
Yep,
and I love it.
That's why Keston Hira was brought in here, because David Stearns and Craig Counsell both genuinely, and Matt Arnold, you can throw anybody in there, believe that he is ready to help them compete for a championship.
This year.
This year, 2019, the 2019 championship season, Tim.
And that's, again, that's every move is based on that. It's not based on this sustainability thing necessarily. I think the two go hand in glove oftentimes, but that's not the first and foremost thing, isn't the sustainability. The first and foremost thing is to win right now. If you think that this team isn't making a deal by the deadline or two or possibly three, you're fooling yourselves. They've got some things. If they don't square them up now, you're going to see the deals. You're going to see, again, the bullpen, as good as the numbers have been here the last couple of weeks, it's still something is funky in that bullpen. And I'm pretty sure I know what it is. I'm pretty sure they know what it is. And it's going to get corrected. If it doesn't get corrected with what they've got now, hell, they had Josh Hader up again tonight. You can't be doing that on a regular basis. Sparky was screaming about that last week, one of the day games.
Yep.
I mean, they got a 7-1 lead, and you end up getting Hader up. I mean, those are the things that they're going to square up this year. 25-19 are the crew here. And this road trip at 2-3, Vincent did bring up one thing that we hadn't brought up the entire show, and that was they did snap the 3-game losing streak, and that's the main thing. 799-1250, there's a few minutes left for you as the Brewers get the victory. Ryan Braun, a 2-run shot. Yaz, a 3-run shot. Ben Gamel, a RBI base hit. You had Brandon Woodruff, who is coming into his own. We talk about, at least Craig Counsell does first and foremost, but then we piggyback on it. But he talks about the challenges that come up throughout a season. We don't know what they are, but we know they're coming. We know we're going to have some challenges. What he doesn't say in there is that we know we're going to have some good, positive surprises that are going to pop up that we didn't expect. And Brandon Woodruff is one of them. Keston Hiura could be another.
Okay, okay. Some people didn't expect for Brandon Woodruff.
Okay, okay, you're right.
You put some respect on that name.
Sam Schmitz was all over Woody. I know, he tried telling us, but...
this guy here.
And come back and see what the Brewers have in store for the rest of this series and the rest of the home the
Wait,
road
we don't
trip.
Want to hear from Craig Council?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. We didn't
come
hear
on,
from
kid.
Council. Yeah,
come
I want
on.
To hear his thoughts on...
come on now, 19?
Keston Hira's Major League debut in a Brewers 6-1 win.
Craig Woody's been on quite the roll now for quite a few starts, just one or no runs every start, and he's really gaining some momentum here, it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, he's just pitching well. You know, I mean, I think we really think he pitched pretty well a couple of those early starts, and he ended up giving up some runs just kind of with some unfortunate sequences. But he's now just continued pitching well, and he's taking it to another step and really on the attack with hitters. And his stuff at times feels, you know, that the fastball is really overpowering at times, it feels like. So he's using it well. He's throwing his off-speed for strikes, and it's a good recipe for success.
He had the handful of walks in the first three innings, but did something change kind of after that double play with the way he pitched the rest of the game?
Well, we got a lead. I mean, I think the lead always makes it easier to just get yourself into attack mode, and that's really what he did. He really got into attack mode. I thought his first pitch dropped in first pitch strikes with breaking balls and kind of got free strikes and then really would just attacked. And so I think getting a lead for him, you know, does that for you. You can pitch like that.
Even though five walks, he seemed efficient. Is this some kind of a strange thing? He was efficient with his pitches, even with the five walks in there?
One hit. You know, one hit makes it pretty efficient. So it's still six base runners and six innings. So that's doing a pretty good job.
I know it's only May and it's only the three games, but to snap a losing streak, does he get back in that winning side again?
Of course, yeah. The you know, we've had a couple tough games, and but we got a great pitching performance tonight. So snapping losing streaks is never going to argue with that.
How did you look at Hiura's debut?
I thought it was great. It was kind of what we, you know, when we think about Keston, it's kind of what you think of and what we've thought of as an organization. So he just came and hit a couple line drives and drew a walk and did his job on defense. Exactly what we were hoping for.
How nice is that for a kid his age to come up and be able to get that first hit and that first bat, not have to sit there and wait for it?
I think Keston's a pretty low-key kid, and there's not too much that... you know, he's not a real excitable kid in a good way. And he's a good hitter, so the hit was going to come quickly. I really believe that. But it always, you hit a line drive, it's always going to make you relax, and he had a wonderful game.
He seemed pretty calm even just the whole day. I mean, will that help him just as he makes it?
Yeah, I think that's who he is. You know, I think that's, you know, that's how he hits. He kind of hits very calm, and it's always together. Doesn't look out of control ever. I think that's how he plays. That's what you're going to see in him as a player. So, but I thought he handled the first day really, really well, yeah.
Oh. I think he dropped the ball on purpose on the liner of the middle, but it created a big double play. And then after that, I don't think Woody allowed another base.
Yeah, I don't. It wasn't on purpose, but it was helpful.
Just knocking it down. I mean, the runners had to freeze.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I mean, it was. He knocked it down, left it right in front of him. It worked out really well. Woody wouldn't have wanted it either way.
Just after last night's game, was it nice to see, you know, Yaz and Ryan come through with those homers and
the
men on base?
Yeah, I mean, we had a bunch of guys on base again tonight and you know, honestly didn't capitalize on all of our opportunities, but the homers and the early lead make a big difference. And so, you know, Ryan, it's good to see Ryan after missing a couple games. You know, I don't know what it is about this park, but he does love hitting here. So he had a good night. I thought a bunch of guys, and Yaz is, you know, the home run there for Yaz, get him back on a hot streak is important.
Yeah, there he is, Craig Council, after the Brewers 6-1 victory in Keston Hira's Major League debut. A very quiet kind of guy, kind of kid. That's Keston Hiura. Did we want to play a little bit more? We might get to that tomorrow, too. So just sit tight for that. But if you want to join the conversation, do a little forward thinking. Up next, Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MillHockey. Tim and Taus and a Brewers victory here on The Fan.
Which player is ready for the bigs? What will the next series bring for the crew? Time for some forward thinking, sponsored by Forward Financial Partners. Moving forward together. Find your way forward at ffpwi.com.
Brewers get the victory in Game 2 here. Tomorrow we'll get you ready with the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show. That's at 5:30 and first pitch, and then we've got Bucks talk, Brewers talk, the whole nine yards tomorrow night.
You and Jeff Orlowski, Timmy, I cannot wait, dude. I am going to Game 1 Eastern Conference Finals tomorrow night.
Andrew Bolt is Fire. Right here. And, Andrew, we want to wish you good luck. This is your final day here interning at the Fan, right?
Yes, sir.
Final one. Don't sound too excited.
Yeah, you don't need to pep up for your...
Not at all.
Yeah.
What's the future endeavor for Andrew Bolt?
A little forward thinking.
You know, I was given this and served it on a platter yesterday, and I dropped the ball. Now I will say... As long as I'm living comfortably and thinking and all my faculties are intact, I think I'm good to ride out, you know?
Good health. There you go, Andrew, in all seriousness.
And a decent life lived. That's all I'm asking for.
Yeah, in all seriousness, thanks for the help. We want to wish you good luck, all right, man?
Yeah, I appreciate you, Billy, Sam, Anthony, Mitch, Jeff, Sparky.
Well, you can cut off those guys.
Everyone. Just,
all right,
everyone. Mainly everyone in the studio.
Yeah, mostly Tim and I. Yeah, we get it.
All right, Keston Hiura era has begun, and we will talk some more Brewers baseball tomorrow after the last pitch as you make the switch. Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals for Sam Schmitz, Andrew Bolt, Baby Taus, Bill Schmid. My name is Tim Allen. You guys have a great night, and remember, smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.